It's finally here, the most anticipated regular season game in the past 14 years in the Chiefs' kingdom. 14 years ago, remember, it was the Y2K Bowl. The day after the world was supposed to end, the Chiefs had a winner-take-all game with the Oakland Raiders at Arrowhead Stadium. But now, everyone's waited for this game for the last 6 to 8 weeks. It's the Chiefs against the Broncos. And while I'm excited for the entire Chiefs kingdom for this game and everybody at One Arrowhead Drive with this 9-0 start, there are three people that I'm really excited for that get to play in this game on this team at this time. And it's the three elder statesmen in this locker room. Guys that have lasted through 5 head coaches and 3 general managers in the case of the 2005 guys. The first of the 2005 class is Derek Johnson. You see any signs of Derek slowing down?
Run! It's a run! Let's go!
No, me neither. Johnson has had some of his biggest games against the Denver Broncos, and again, he's key against this great Bronco offense this week. But the Chiefs had the NFL's best defense, and I've been asked, who's the MVP of this defense so far? And I surprise folks when I say Derek Johnson. He's the centrifugal force in the middle of this best defense that's so good and has no weaknesses front to back, side to side, base defense, sub packages. Johnson's always on the field in the middle of that D. Very soon, Derek Johnson will be the all-time Chiefs tackle leader. He deserves this season, he deserves this game, and hopefully he'll deserve what the Chiefs should have on their plate over the next 2 months. His 2005 draft mate, Dustin Colquitt, also deserves mention here. Colquitt has played through a lot of pain ever since he injured his plant leg in a partially blocked punt against the New York Giants. Colquitt is a lot tougher than people think. Now, he's not had the gross average or the net average his brother, who punts for Denver, has had this year, but Dustin Colquitt has been ridiculous with punts inside the 10 now for the last 2 years. He's really revolutionized NFL punting, and the NFL should have a stat for punts not just inside the 20, but inside the 10. Colquitt has been a 12th defender on this NFL's best defense because the way he has pinned opponents back. It'll be key to make Denver have a long field in this showdown game. And then there's the 2006 first-round pick, Tom Bahali, who deserves mention. You see any signs of Tom Bahali slowing down?
This is what we do now. Let's play. Let's play. Let's play.
Fumble on the play. Kansas City's got that football.
No, me neither. He's been phenomenal this year. Yeah, you'll see his 6 sacks. You remember his scoop and score against Buffalo or his pick 6 snatched from the sky against Jacksonville. But what I see is Tom Bahali rededicating himself in this offseason to be a better pro and to be a better player and to be a leader in the locker room. Also, the fact that he has commanded the role of being a comprehensive linebacker in the toughest position to play, in my opinion, in Bob Sutton's defense at outside linebacker. All right, get ready. We all know Andy Reid is 13-1 after bye weeks, although he's just 1-4 against Peyton Manning. His one win was after a bye week in 2010. But most of all, getting on that plane to head to Denver, as the world watches this game, I'll be watching those three players who've been here the longest and deserve all of this more than anyone.
Everything you do on the new Sprint network is important. Today, we honor Jenna's Facebook activity.
Stephanie has sent you a friend request.
You and Stephanie are now friends.
Hannah has sent you a friend request.
You and Hannah are now friends.
Greg has sent you a friend request.
In honor of all the important things you do on our network, Sprint brings you 1UP. Upgrade to a new phone every year and get unlimited talk, text, and data guaranteed for life. Now only $65 a month.